is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. A better-than-expected jobs report for September. Correspondent Jo Ling Kent looks at the numbers.
This is the most number of jobs added since March, according to the Labor Department. And what we're seeing is growth in hospitality, government jobs, construction, social services. And so we're seeing increases in those areas, while we're seeing some decreases in manufacturing and warehousing jobs.
Vice President Kamala Harris touted the report during a campaign stop in Michigan today.
We got a solid jobs report. Over 250,000 jobs created last month. Unemployment fell.
CBS News correspondent Nancy Cordes has the latest on former President Barack Obama hitting the road for Harris.
We're told he's going to be crisscrossing the country over the final 27 days of this race, starting in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania on Thursday, the biggest battleground state.
Former President Donald Trump will return to Butler, Pennsylvania tomorrow for a rally. CBS News correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns is at the site of the assassination attempt, now heavily secured.
Fundamentally, the security presence here, as you can imagine, is extremely enhanced. We're outside the fairgrounds where Donald Trump will be speaking tomorrow night, the same exact location that he was speaking about 3 months ago when those shots rang out. U.S. Secret Service has expanded the security perimeter. Where we are standing right now is outside that perimeter, but everything behind me is already shut down more than 24 hours before he's set to take the stage.
Iran's supreme leader made a rare appearance today at Friday prayers. He was greeted by throngs of worshipers. It was his first public appearance since Iran launched nearly 200 missiles at Israel. The U.S., meanwhile, struck Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen. Reporter Haley Ott is in Tel Aviv.
U.S. officials said U.S.-led strikes hit 15 Houthi targets in Yemen today. Weapon systems, bases, and other equipment belonging to the Iran-backed group were reportedly targeted. U.S. Central Command said the strikes were carried out to make international waters safer and more secure.
The painful hurricane recovery continues in hard-hit Asheville, North Carolina. Reporter Nicole Vallez is talking to residents there.
As the water continues to recede, residents are returning to see what's left of their homes.
I cried. I still cry. Yeah. You walk into a place that you know what it looks like, and then it's not there.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene is now at 225. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
My name is Dustin. I'm the head designer for Cody James, and this is Behind the Design with Boot Barn. The Cody James boots are made in León, which is known as the cowboy boot capital of the world because of their long history of making handcrafted cowboy boots. As far back as the 1700s, they've been making quality boots. So those craftsmen, artisans, are literally passing down those skills from generation to generation. Cody James, only at Boot Barn.
A rap star is about to become a grandpa. This CBS's Deborah Rodriguez reports.
Where's Haley? Where's she at?
This ain't Haley.
51-year-old Eminem makes the big reveal in a new music video for his song Temporary, dedicated to his daughter, Haley Jade Mathers. Midway through, she hands her dad a Detroit Lions jersey with the word Grandpa on the back, along with a sonogram of her baby-to-be. 28-year-old Mathers got married in May. Fans have flooded the comments section of Eminem's YouTube video with messages of congratulations.
Love you.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News. New research finds links between vaping and some serious cardiovascular problems. E-cigarettes were once billed as a safer alternative. The new data shows they come with real health risks, including harming blood vessels. I'm Cammy McCormick, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny and becoming breezy tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. Nice day. A chance of storms tomorrow night, then sunny, breezy, and cooler Sunday, a high to the upper 60s. Currently at 62 degrees.
Oh, Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Now the perfect summer night soundtrack with timeless hits from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. More coming right up on WRJN.
U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde suggested most nursing home residents shouldn't be allowed to vote because of their life expectancy.
Listen to Eric Hovde.
Well, if you're in a nursing home, you only have 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Even though I'm old, I'm doing just fine, Eric Hovde.
Son, I've served this country. I think I can handle a ballot.
Listen to Eric Hovde again.
Almost nobody in a nursing home is in a point to vote.
What's he talking about?
Didn't he learn to respect his elders?
Eric Hovde hasn't just insulted older Wisconsinites. He's also proposed cutting Social Security, Medicare, and nursing home care, even veterans benefits.
He's crazy.
He's a jerk.
Eric Hovde, what's wrong with this guy?
I'm Tammy Baldwin, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Just who is Peter Barca? Barca is a career politician we simply can't trust. We can't trust him to protect law enforcement because Barca raised money for an anti-police group that called our officers occupying soldiers. Can't trust Barca on the border either. He voted to support sanctuary cities, putting violent criminals before our families. And while fentanyl floods our streets, Barca chose radical politics over our safety. Our veterans can't trust Peter Barca. He voted to cut the benefits they earned and deserve, endangering our families and communities, dishonoring our veterans. We just can't trust a career politician like Peter Barca.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working to support families, stand with law enforcement, and honor our veterans. Families are struggling to afford the things that they need. That's why I'm working to lower costs and stop wasteful spending. I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message because together we will get our country back on track.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike
Stand by for a forecast.
Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our civic media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the girl. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
You're listening to a special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
Central, it's high school football on DG Sports. Hello again, everyone. Dick Graceffa along with Dylan Dooley producing the broadcast and adding color analysis. Tonight it's the Southern Lakes Conference game between the Waterford Wolverines, 2-4 overall, 2-2 in conference, versus the Westosia Falcons, 4-2 overall, 3-1 in conference. A win tonight by the Falcons makes them playoff eligible. Last year's game was won by Waterford, 10-6. The Wolverines are led by dual threat Caden Desart, who has completed 86 of 123 passes for 998 yards and 8 TDs. He also is their leading rusher with 69 carries for 273 yards and 2 TDs. Leading pass catcher is Weston Hottop with 19 receptions for 322 yards and 3 TDs. The Falcons are led by Mason Juga, who has completed 24 of 49 passes for 326 yards and 3 TDs. Their leading rusher is Landon Taylor, and that's who they go through, who has 72 carries for 687 yards and 9 TDs. Leading pass catcher is Santrell Watts with 3 receptions for 99 yards and 1 TD. Keys to the game for the Wolverines. Desart will try and get his passing game going early. They will also try and run occasionally to keep the Falcons' defense honest. And to win, they will have to be able to control their back, Taylor. Keys to the game for the Falcons. Like in our previous game with Stosha, Taylor should get several carries. Try and get field position for Clementos to get field goal opportunities. And finally, if the Falcon defense can spy on Desart, that means keep a player right on him all the time, they have a real good chance of winning. So with that, I'll bring in Dylan Dooley for his comments on the game.
Thanks, Dick. I think for West Tosha Central here tonight, if they want to come out victorious, they got to slow down the dual threat attack of Caden Desart and also that wide receiver slot slash running back multifaceted tool, as Coach Thien Brent told us in Weston Hottop. You just got to slow them two down, and I think West Tosha will come out victorious tonight.
All right, and during the night tonight, we'll be telling you about teams that have already become playoff eligible and other teams that can become eligible with a win tonight. And we got several in the Racine County area that we cover. So we'll be trying to watch their scores tonight. So Racine Case, Racine Horlick, Burlington, and Racine Lutheran all can become playoff eligible tonight with a win. Although Racine Case, they've got a tough one tonight. They're up at Oak Creek, so that'll be tough for them. Horlick, Burlington, Racine Lutheran all probably have good opportunities of by the end of the night being playoff eligible, Dylan.
Yeah, we get a lot. Luckily for us, for the teams that we cover, we do have a lot of stronger teams that we do get to cover, so that gives us the freedom of having a lot of different options once it comes to playoff time of covering teams, you know, all the different awards, stuff like that, that we get to cover.
And the one we didn't mention, St. Catharines 6-0 overall, 4-0 in conference, they became playoff eligible last week. And talking to several people here tonight, some media people, some coaches, they've all stated the same thing about the Angels from St. Catharines. They are the real deal. We shall see as the season progresses and we get into playoff time, because a lot of teams look good during the regular season and then they get into that playoff run and it stops quickly.
Yeah, I think something that, you know, St. Cats has been able to do is put up a lot of points against many different teams. 50 points one week, 60 points another week. They've been able to just kind of dominate their way through the season here. We'll see, you know, playoff time, you get stronger competition, stronger games. We'll see if they're able to hang, but I have no doubt in my mind as of right now.
All right, so we'll step away for a few minutes, and we'll hear from our patrons and sponsors. And again, a reminder, at halftime we will have the Southern Lakes Commissioner Tim Owens on as our guest, so stick around for that. That should be very interesting.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that interview, and great things ahead. I would like to take now the time to recognize our amazing sponsors and patrons who make it possible for us to bring you these games. These are some very special individuals and companies who share our passion for recognizing and supporting our student-athletes, coaches, and community. We appreciate the support of our sponsors and patrons that help us bring you this high school football event. We're supporting our student-athletes, coaches, community, streaming live and covering all Racine City and County High Schools live right here on DG Sports. Tonight's game is brought to you by our terrific sponsors, Lingzon Lathrop, Sicko and Racine, Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin, Frank DeQuisto of First Weber Real Estate Services, Gordy Boucher, Lincoln and West Dallas, Financial Service Group in Racine, Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin, Cancer Network, Roma Lodge Banquet and Conference Facility, Docks on the Fox in Waterford. Our patrons, Chris Gorman, Gary Schoenert, Bob Letch, Tim Owens, Mike Paczynski, Jason Trailer, Greg Owens, Ryan Thompson, Brian Polda, Johnson Park Golf Course, and Casey Robbins. Again, you're listening to Dick Graceffa streaming live coverage of this high school football event on DG Sports. Listen live or hear a replay of the game anywhere, anytime at dgsports.mixlr.com.
All right, thanks, Dylan. And thanks to all of our sponsors and patrons. So now let's go through our coaches poll for week six, sponsored by wisports.net. And that's for October 1st, 2024. In Division One, it's Kimberly, followed by Franklin, Verona. Oconomowoc moves up from number six to number four this week, and McGonigal stays in that fifth spot. In Division Two, it's Slinger, followed by Badger, who moves up one spot from three. New Richmond is third, Rice Lake fourth, Kakana fifth in Division Two. In Division Three, it's Notre Dame, followed by Catholic Memorial. Mount Horeb, Barneveld is third, followed by Grafton and Menominee. Those five all stayed in the same position. Checking in this week at number 10, falling from number 6 in Division 3, is Burlington. In Division 4, it's West Salem, followed by Columbus, Aquinas, Prescott, Lake Mills. Those five all stay the same. So does the sixth spot, which is taken by Racine St. Catharines in Division 4. In Division 5, it's Wrightstown, followed by Stratford, St. Mary Springs, Stanley Boyd, and Keel. Those five all stay the same in Division 5. In Division 6, it's Regis, followed by Coleman, Abbotsford, Cambridge. Cambridge is the number 4 team, moving up one spot from 5. Partyville now is number 5, moving up from number 6. And finally, in Division 7, it's Potosi-Cassville, followed by Edgar, Pepin-Almond, Black Hawk, Warren, Illinois, and Iola, Scandinavia. Those five all stay the same. So those are your top five teams and the various teams in our area that are ranked for week six of the WisSports.net coaches poll. So while we got a moment, Dylan, let's talk about an article that came out this week where several schools have expressed an interest in a football-only conference realignment. So again, these are schools that expressed interest in football-only conference realignment, and there's some interesting teams that have asked for permission or have applied to go to different conferences, and we can show you that.
Yeah, I think some of the biggest ones that stick out to me, Dick, Franklin, of course, Pewaukee, Waukesha West, you know, keep going down the list. Port Washington, West Bend East, that one kind of makes sense. They play in a strong conference, and they're barely able to field a varsity team at times. Keep going down the list. Nathan Hale, again, they just moved into the Woodland, kind of surprising there. Brookfield East, they play in the greater metro. That one's a little bit surprising to me. Wisconsin Lutheran, Grafton. They're a year out of a state championship, and they all of a sudden want to move conferences as well. So there's quite a few in southeast Wisconsin on here that don't really make sense to me. Maybe they want to play stronger competition versus their conferences, but I think a lot of the teams that we see on this list are kind of staples to their conferences, so it'll be interesting what happens. Obviously, Pewaukee moved from the Woodland Parkland into that Classic 8, which is so very, very, very tough. So, you know, maybe we'll see Franklin and Pewaukee swap spots. I truly don't know, Dick. Not really sure what your thoughts are.
Well, it's interesting. I believe Franklin, I live in that community now. I think they want to play stiffer competition, no doubt about it. So that's why they're on the list. One school that did not appear on here that I believe is interested in moving is Oak Creek also. But they didn't appear on the list. Doesn't mean they have not applied. It just could have been an oversight by Travis when he put this together. So we'll keep an eye on that. That'll be after football season. See where that all shakes out. See if there's some changes. We can tell you this. If a school like Franklin would move out of the Southeast Conference, well, they got to be replaced by someone, because the conference is all, for the most part, are 18 conferences.
Yeah, and that's where it doesn't necessarily have to be two teams in, two teams out. It could be one in, one out. But that's something where if you lose, you have to gain back. Your conference can't just lose teams every year. All of a sudden, you'll completely abolish a conference completely.
All right, let's give you our official, since we've got a moment here, to tell you that the Falcons, they just had the coin toss, and the Falcons won the toss, and they deferred. So Oak Creek will receive the ball when we kick off at 7 o'clock. But our officials for tonight, for this ball game, the referee is Mike Edick. The umpire is Greg Winters. Line judge is Al Weil. Head linesman is Jason Lopez, and the back judge is Mark Kaposius. So those are our officials for tonight's game, and referee Mike Edick, we welcome his crew as he follows DG Sports during the year. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but he's on Facebook telling us he does follow, and that he would, since the game is archived, he would listen to the game either later tonight or at some point after we get it archived, Dylan.
Yeah, I mean, him and his crew do a good job. One of the people I used to know on his crew, Kyle Moore, no longer works for Mike, but he does work for Ron Quirk, who we'll end up seeing next week for that big matchup we got. We appreciate all the support of officials and anybody that's out there listening to our broadcast every week. We appreciate you a ton.
And again, before I turn it back over to Dylan again, just want to remind our listeners of the teams that are one game away from becoming playoff eligible after tonight's contests. Oak Creek needs a win to become playoff eligible. So it's either Oak Creek or Racine Case is going to become playoff eligible after tonight, because they play each other. Racine Horlick, they can become playoff eligible with a win tonight. Burlington can become playoff eligible tonight with a win. We already mentioned Wistosha Central, who will be covering tonight. They will qualify with a win. St. Catharines is already in. They've got their four conference wins. Martin Luther with a win tonight, they can become playoff eligible. And Racine Lutheran, I believe, has become playoff eligible because they had a Thursday night game and won that. So they are.
Yeah, that game was a pretty lopsided score. Racine Lutheran really turning things around. under Coach Krause there, first-year head coach. You know, things are just going really well for them down there.
Well, since we had them against Martin Luther, things have turned around. So congratulations to both the Angels and the Crusaders for already advancing to the playoffs. And that's a very exciting time of the year because then you see really good football.
Yeah. You know, we had to treat the game we covered last year. A team from Mineral Point had to come all the way over to Pritchard Park, which for them was unfortunate, but for us was a good thing because it was very good competition, and we've seen a great football game played, and that's what happens once you get to the playoffs with smaller schools. We get to see teams from all over the state.
All right, so I'll step away again and turn it over to Dylan to hear from a few of our sponsors.
Thanks, Dick. Welcome to Lings on Lathrop. More than just a gas station, your locally owned and operated Sitco has been on the corner of Lathrop and 20th Street in Racine for over 50 years. They're open every day from 5 a.m. to midnight. Fill up, then visit the convenience store to grab a snack, a meal, a hot cup of coffee, or some groceries. That's Lings on Lathrop, L-I-E-U-N-G-H. Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin is Milwaukee's premier podiatry clinic with an elite staff of surgical podiatrists with the skills and experience necessary to diagnose and relieve any foot or ankle pain you're experiencing. Take a step towards pain-free feet and ankle by calling 414-281-1500. Visit their website at advancedfootanklewi.com to learn more. Schedule an appointment at one of their four locations, Milwaukee, Greenfield, Burlington, and Brookfield. That's Advanced Foot and Ankle, your best choice for foot and ankle care in southeast Wisconsin. Our good friend and longtime sponsor, Frank DeQuisto of DeQuisto Motors, is now adding real estate to his resume. Frank has joined his daughter, Emily Core of Bollmeyer Core Group, an award-winning real estate team at First Weber Realty, Racine. Emily Core is a Best in Racine winning real estate agent with extensive experience as a top producer. Frank has a 30-year track record of exemplary customer service in the automotive industry. And now, with the help of his daughter, Emily, and the BC Group, he promises to translate that trust and integrity to the real estate industry. Residential and commercial market analysis is always free. Call Frank DeQuisto at 262-945-1411 to discuss your real estate needs. Looking for a great atmosphere and mouth-watering food, the goodness at Doc's is simple. Good food, good service, and a good time. Selections range from outstanding appetizers to sandwiches and burgers, like Mom Made Em Entrees, fish fries, and awesome specials. Call Doc's to host your next group gathering or to cater your next event. Stop in to catch a bite after a high school sporting event or on the weekend for that big game. That's Doc's on the Fox, located right on the Fox River, 232 North Milwaukee Street in Waterford. At Gordy Boucher Lincoln, they ride with you every mile before, during, and after the sale. It's more than a motto at Boucher, it's their mission. Their professional team truly listens to your wants and finds the best vehicle to fit your budget. After the sale, they are there to assist you with any vehicle feature or functionality questions. Visit GordyBoucherLincoln.net to browse their inventory online, request more information about vehicles, set up a test drive, or inquire about financing. Stop in their showroom at 3161 South 108th Street in West Dallas. That's Gordy Boucher Lincoln. No one wants to wait around until retirement to start living a great life. At Financial Service Group, they want to see you live your great life however you define it, long before you retire. Learn more at Financial Service Group's fee-only financial planning for your great life at toyourwealth.com. Call 262-554-4500 for a no-obligation consultation with one of their certified professional planners. Roma Lodge is the ideal venue for your party, wedding, banquet, conference, fundraiser, corporate, or school event. With five banquet rooms, Roma can accommodate groups from 25 to 700. You'll choose from among a range of customizable, budget-friendly menus for family style, buffet, or sit-down services. With a convenient location and ample parking, everyone at Roma Lodge is committed to making your event a success. We can also cater an event at your location. 262 262- 886-3610 to learn more. That's Roma Lodge, 7130 Spring Street in Racine. When the diagnosis is cancer, you can rely on the innovative care backed by the power of Eastern Wisconsin's only academic medical center. Frater and the Medical College of Wisconsin Clinical Cancer Center gives patients access to world-leading treatment options for cancer care. Choose from multiple convenient locations throughout the Frater and Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network. To learn more, find a caregiver, go to frater.com/cancer or call 414-805-0505.
Thank you for those. Sponsor. And you can hear the PA announcer announcing the Wistosha Falcons that'll be coming onto the field here shortly. But Dylan, I just wanted to take a moment here. I'm looking at Racine St. Catharines being 4-0 in conference, 6-0 overall. They've only allowed, in six games, 25 points. So
it's pretty impressive. Like we talked about, you know, they put up 40 points, 50 points in games, and they've held a couple shutouts. So their point differential has been pretty good.
Actually, I should clarify that that's in conference play. They've only allowed 25 points. It's interesting, though, they haven't really scored that many. They've only scored 120 points, but we know they've had at least two mercy games.
Yeah, I mean, their first game of the year, they put up 58 points. That's not included in that 120 for the conference year, but they definitely know how to put up points with ease.
So we'll just take a moment now to mention that the Waterford Wolverines will be dressed in their away white uniforms with the green trim. The Falcons from Wistosha Central, they'll be dressed in their cardinal jerseys with the black pants and silver numerals. So and I think we'll take a moment now to listen to Travis Wilson's WisSports.net Minute.
Over 85,000 student-athletes participate in high school athletics in the state of Wisconsin every year. WSN, Wisconsin Sports Network, is an integrated publishing company with a focus on student-athletes, their communities, families, friends, fans, and coaches. Their website, wissports.net, is a terrific resource for everything high school sports. As a proud WSN media partner, we're happy to bring you this message from wissports.net manager Travis Wilson.
Don't look now, but with the calendar turning to October, the postseason is here for fall sports. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Well, the calendar has rolled over to October, and with that, it is time for fall sports postseasons to get underway. The very first WIAA tournament action started on Wednesday of this week with girls golf regionals, which will continue on Thursday. Next week, tennis subsectionals and sectionals get underway, along with sectional action and girls golf. Football playoffs are still a few weeks away, but as we mentioned earlier this week, 71 teams have already clinched a postseason spot, with another 74 that are just one league win away from doing so. Week 7 of the football season features a number of significant games for the playoff hunt and for conference races. In the Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week, a pair of unbeatens will battle it out for control of the Eastern Suburban Conference. Partyville is 6-0 after missing the playoffs the last 2 years, and they'll make the trip to Cambridge, where it is also homecoming weekend. Not far away, Lake Mills will travel to Columbus in a showdown of unbeaten Capital Conference teams, ranked in the top 5 of the WSN coaches poll. Other noteworthy games featuring a battle for first place in league standings include Freedom at Wrightstown, St. Mary Springs traveling to Lomira, and Wisconsin Dells welcoming in Berlin. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search your favorite podcast provider for the WSN podcast.
That was our national anthem performed by the Westosha Central Choral Group. So again, Westosha Central won the toss and deferred, so Waterford will get the ball when we start this ball game. Again, we'll be keeping an eye on several teams tonight, that being Case, Horlick, Burlington. See if they become playoff eligible tonight. And again, of all of them, the toughest task is Racine Case, as they had to travel to Oak Creek, and it's homecoming weekend for Oak Creek.
Yeah, there's a lot of good matchups out there tonight. We're looking forward to a ton of different scores coming in for us, Dick.
And we'll see. It starts to get exciting now. And again, we'll see how things shake out. Possibly that last week of the season. Maybe a wild card game for us. And what I mean by that is we'll change up the schedule if somebody has a game that has playoff implications.
That's the luxury of what we do. You know, we're able to switch it up week by week depending on, what teams are doing, et cetera. So we have a good luxury that way, Dick.
We try to keep it